Still shocked by the scale of the tragedy, South Korea is now a nation in mourning. Memorial altars have been set up in cities across the country as people line up quietly and patiently to pay their respects.
I feel terrible that these young people have fallen without having blossomed because of the faults of us in the older generations.
As a father of a child, it hurts my heart so much.
If there is a festival like this again, I believe things will be done appropriately, so something like this is not repeated.
Among those grieving, a grandfather who lost two grandchildren in the tragedy.
They both went. They could get in touch with them initially. Now their bodies are lying in hospital. I feel so sorry as a grandfather for not being able to do anything.
Also paying his respects, the president, Yoon Suk-yeol, who has promised to review crowd control measures at future events. There are strict rules and guidelines for organized gatherings such as rallies and protests, but not for unofficial street festivals. As South Korea begins this period of mourning, there is a sense of disbelief that this tragedy could have happened in a society renowned for self-control and following the rules, and why it seems nobody anticipated the crush of people that gathered with such deadly consequences. At a briefing from the government's emergency response team, reporters repeatedly asked why more police were not on duty to handle crowd control instead of tackling crime.
When it comes to public gatherings, the police have been focusing on crime prevention and illegal crackdown rather than on-the-spot control.
The government has also announced financial support to help families pay for the many funerals that will take place in the coming days, as well as medical expenses for the scores who were injured. Once the mourning period is over, there will likely be fundamental changes in the way all future public gatherings are controlled. But it has taken this Halloween tragedy for that to happen. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.